The American author Lloyd Alexander once wrote the following: "Life is a forge, yes, and hammer and anvil too. You'll be roasted, smelted, and pounded, but you'll scarce know what's happening to you. But stand boldly to it. Metal is worthless till it's shaped and tempered. More labour than luck. Face the pounding, don't fear the proving, and you'll stand well against any hammer or any anvil." In our first reading today from the book of Genesis, we see God putting Abraham to an unbearable test. God asks Abraham to sacrifice his only son on an altar as a burnt offering. Everything in Abraham's being must have been screamed out against it in protest. But Abraham wielded his knife. Then the angel of the Lord stopped him, saying, "Do not harm him, for now I know you fear God." And Abraham was rewarded with all God could give him. And even today, thousands of years later, we call Abraham our father in faith. When I was 12, the little boy sitting beside me in school whispered to me, "There are five facts of life." And as puberty dawned, I thought that the facts of life were all about sex. But life and existence is far broader than sex, and the facts of life are indeed very numerous. One of the great facts of life is that life itself is a great test. Some are tested more than others, and those individuals who are tested most are the great people in life. And only a small number of those great people are well known and famous. There are, and have been, great people whose greatness was known only to God. Heroes and heroines of life. Life's great tests fall into two categories: A, the external tests, and B, the internal tests. The external tests of life are things like poverty, ill health, injustice, discrimination, lack of respect, lack of reward, lack of opportunity, violence of various kinds, and with perhaps death being the final test. The internal tests of life are things like fear, lack of confidence, anxiety and depression, loneliness, lack of meaning, insecurity, lack of love, and regrets. These are the things that people think about at quiet times in the day, or in the loneliness of 3 a.m. sleeplessness. There are no easy answers to these dilemmas, but they are immensely helped by finding a meaning to your life, by finding a reason to live. I personally feel that I have not been the most tested in life, but I have been severely tested in many ways. My faith has been tested. My peace of mind has been tested. My physical and mental health have been tested. I have been greatly tested in my vocation. My freedom has been tested. But at 68, going on 69, I have survived. How have I survived? I have survived for four reasons. First of all, by my strong belief in God and his promise to never abandon me. Secondly, by my strong desire to be in close contact with other people, including my desire to serve them in spite of my sinfulness and weakness. Three, by having a belief in my own inner goodwill. And four, by deliberately deciding to be an optimist rather than a pessimist. In ways, the great philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche had a reputation for darkness. But on one occasion he said, "He who has a why to live can bear almost anyhow. My friends, what is your reason for living? And if you don't have one, perhaps now is the time to find one. The great Johann Wolfgang von Goethe wrote, "We must not hope to be Moors and to gather the ripe gold ears, unless we have first been sores and watered the furrows with tears. It is not just as we take it, this mystical world of ours. Life's field will yield as we make it, a harvest of thorns or of flowers."